And now to the Supreme Court, which is scheduled to wrap up its current term this week. There was speculation today that we could hear the decision in the census citizenship question. We didn't, but that could come any day now. Today, the court struck down a ban on trademarking words and symbols deemed immoral or scandalous, a victory for free speech advocates. Dahlia Lithwick covers the courts for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Robin.
And to this trademark case, Iancu versus Brunetti, a clothing designer wanted to trademark the word, and I'm sorry, parents, but I'm going to spell it, F-U-C-T. Now, it doesn't look like an obscenity, but it sure sounds like one. The Patent and Trademark Office denied the application. They called it immoral or scandalous. So tell us more about what the court ruled.
The court ruled that they could go ahead and get their trademark, and that this notion that the trademark law can do away with scandalous or immoral trademarks, it's just too broad, said Elena Kagan. It was a 6-3 opinion, and she essentially did what you did. And I should note, the justices would not say the word at oral argument. She was clear in her opinion. She said the clothing brand, quote, is pronounced as four letters, one after the other, F-U-C-T. But you might read it differently, and if so, you would not be alone. So she's careful to say, look, it raises all sorts of eyebrows, and yet the notion that immoral and scandalous speech can be denied trademarks, it's just too broad, she says.
Well, especially when it's speech deemed by government officials to be immoral or scandalous. She said it can be exploited for illegitimate ends. You said a 6-3 vote. Who were the dissenters?
There were partial dissenters, and there were three of them. Justices Breyer and Sotomayor dissented in part, and Chief Justice John Roberts dissented in part. I think they all agreed that immoral was too broad. They thought that scandalous should still stand.
Huh. Okay. And by the way, this does seem to be a big victory for free speech advocates.
It is. It's a follow-on to, you may remember, 2 years ago that we had a similar fight. A band called The Slants, an Asian band, right, was denied a trademark. And in that case, too, the court said speech is speech. We're not going to let the government decide what is disparaging.
Yeah. Okay, so we're still awaiting big decisions on gerrymandering and whether the Trump administration can add the question, are you a citizen, to the census? Now, do we know if the justices have seen this material that was discovered by the daughter of the late GOP strategist Thomas Hoffeller, which showed his intention in adding the question was to benefit Republicans and other whites and to disenfranchise people of color? The Commerce Department, which runs the census, had testified the opposite. They said that they wanted the question to better enact voting rights. So do we know if the court's going to consider that new information about motivation?
Well, we know a couple of things, Robin. We know that the Supreme Court was asked by the ACLU and the other plaintiffs to postpone the ruling so that the lower court federal judge could decide if that was material. We also know that a federal judge in Maryland last week, another one of the many judges who said the citizenship question needs to be disallowed, said, yes, it is material and I need to look at it. So we do know that there is a push from the plaintiffs to for the court to take this seriously and for lower courts to reconsider what they've already decided, given the new information. We also know the Supreme Court doesn't have to do any of that, and they may not do that at all. Certainly, I think it's fair to say the plaintiffs have tried their hardest to get the new information in front of the justices and to say, look, this materially changes at least this question of whether the intention of putting this onto the census was an attempt to suppress minority votes. I think we'll know a lot more at the end of the week whether or not that matters to five justices or six justices on the court.
And in the minute we have left, we want to acknowledge a case that the Supreme Court spoke of today that NPR was involved with. It was part of those wanting a motion to unseal documents in a death penalty case. What was the result there?
Robin, I did not see that. I'm sorry. I've been working on
that. You're not concentrating on NPR and you're involved in a Supreme Court case. This was about transparency, and the court did grant, I understand, a motion to unseal documents in a death penalty case, and NPR had been part of that case. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Dahlia Lithwick, who writes about the law for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. And Dahlia, we're kidding. We know you are very busy this week as the Supreme Court is winding up. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.